Welcome to Lifting Voices. I'm Renee Powell, your host, and with us today is Donna Alliar, Executive Director of the Troy Area United Ministry, better known as TOM. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Renee. Glad to be here.
Now, I am familiar with the Troy Area United Ministry. I served on the board many years ago, and you guys have some phenomenal programs going on there, like the furniture program, the scholarship program. And here today, we're going to talk about the youth program. So let's get started with talking about the youth program. In line with the COVID pandemic, we would like to know what's happening with the youth program. So let's start with, what is the youth program, the summer youth employment program? How did that come about?
Certainly. So our program is called Computers for Kids, and we've been running the program probably about 15 years, and it's a partnership with the Rensselaer County. So the young people are employed through summer youth employment, and then we hire instructors and get equipment and provide meals, and they learn over the course of the 5 weeks of the program, they learn the whole office suite. They write a resume, they do PowerPoint, they prepare Excel spreadsheets, sometimes in creative ways, like tracking the number of M&M, the colors of the M&Ms in the packet. They design their own website. Now they're learning binary and hexadecimal code, and we also are taking young people on field trips to a couple of local colleges to find out about career possibilities. So it's both a technological skills building program and a career opportunity. And we say to them from the beginning, as you're writing your resume, participating in this program is one of the things that you can count as a skill and a job experience that you have. So besides the tech skills, they're also learning soft skills of being on time, a code of conduct, collaborating, because they have to work in small groups, they have to problem solve. So it's just a really wonderfully jam-packed program with a lot of skills. And at the same time, the young people are being paid to participate. So it's really a win-win.
That format is dynamite. And especially the soft skill piece, that a lot of times that part gets overlooked. We focus in on the technological aspect, but yeah, soft skills are very much important as well. So now, in light of the pandemic, COVID-19, what do you envision happening this year for the summer youth program? Will it be business as usual?
Well, I'm certain that it won't be business as usual, because there will be adaptations. And I think it's a little too early for us to know exactly the way it will unfold. So I'll give you a couple of possibilities. First of all, of course, we're working with the county to find out whether summer youth employment will continue this year. If it does, there are a couple of possibilities. First of all, our space. So Troy Area United Ministries is at 392 2nd Street. We have a very big open concept type of building on the first, our first floor is very wide open. And so we could, if we are able to do it in person, have the kids be socially distanced, wearing masks, have hand sanitizer, encourage hand washing, and make sure that they're employing safe practices. And typically it would be about 15 kids. So that number could also be adjusted. If we're required by the state to have fewer, we could do that. We're always glad to have more participating, but understandably, we may have to adjust the numbers. The same thing would come with the meal aspect of it, so that we could safely feed the young people. And we have a yard adjacent to our building, so there's a lot of opportunity for openness. I'm also thinking that we would work toward a virtual iteration of the program if that became necessary. So we're really trying to see how this is going to unfold. And I think the best strategy is to have in mind several possibilities and then see where we are at that time. It doesn't sound like very far away, July. We know, though, that things could be a little more open in the Capital District. So some of that has yet to be determined.
So this would be great training for the youth. Now, how can youth apply for the Summer Youth Program?
Well, so actually this is done in partnership with the county, and so they should continue through their schools, look for the opportunity to apply for summer youth employment. And to the degree that it's possible, we try to have the kids who choose to participate have an interest. Our instructors have the ability to teach them those skills, so they don't have to expect to come with those skills. I do think it would be important for them to have an interest in learning it. So what they can do is when they apply for summer youth employment, they can indicate on the form that they're interested in the Computers for Kids program.
Now, you mentioned partnerships. Do you have any additional partnerships besides the county with this program?
Yes, and this is interesting because it unfolds and it's a little different every year. So we will sometimes have guest instructors. We've had the Center of Gravity participate. We have a board member who has a lot of skills in safe use of power sources. And so it has unfolded in different ways every year. But we collaborate with the other service providers, and sometimes they will do either a training workshop or a presentation on on interviewing. So there's a lot of room for collaboration, and we're always collaborating with other agencies.
Oh, that is great. That's wonderful. Now, how long has this program been going on, the youth program, the Computer for Kids?
Yes, about 15 years. This was a really exciting beginning. A local pastor at that time, he has since moved on, but Jim Fenimore was doing computer rehab and then giving the computers away. And we, on our very fledgling website at that time, introduced that we had that program. What happened was an agency in Buffalo called Kidco at that time reached out to us to ask us to be a pilot program in the state, because they were going to have them located throughout the state of New York, where the kids would learn to do the refurbishing of the computers. And ever since then, the program has taken off, and that was 15 years ago. We've gone forward, and it's been amazing the skills that have developed over those years, like from the days when it was like maybe a 486, you know, so
right,
really, or a Pentium 1. And they also learn about hardware too, because who of us has the luxury to take a computer apart? But in this program, they can, and they can see the various components, they can upgrade them. And the other thing I should tell you is at the program's end, they have a choice of keeping a computer if they wish. So that's another added value.
Now, Donna, do you have any success stories from the program?
Yes, to the degree that we can, we find out about them getting scholarships to college. There's one young woman who has an administrative position at another human services agency in the area. And so we follow up with the county to see. We've had some then become mentors in the program. So we've seen over the years some of the real successes. And that's the exciting part. So sometimes the kids, you know, they're done, they want to move on. But there are occasions when we can track to see that they, or here's the other thing. A couple of times we've awarded MLK scholarships from another program that we have to the young people who participated in Computers for Kids. So I always say to them, listen, you know, when you're looking at higher education, you would be eligible to apply, so please feel free to apply for a scholarship. And some of them have, and it's good to get to see their development over the years.
Well, Donna, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share with us information about the Summer Youth Program and the success that can be had by participating in the Summer Youth Program. I look forward to talking with you again in the future about some of the other programs that are at the Troy Area United Ministry. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you about it.